You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast with me, Kat Arney. Coming up, I'll be taking part in a study to find out if sociability is in my genes. But first, it's time for some of the latest news. The newspapers may be full of stories about refugees coming to Europe, fleeing war and hardship in other parts of the world. But when we look back through history, this is nothing new. A new study led by researchers at the University of Oxford shows that there's been extensive immigration into and around Europe for centuries, revealed by the mishmash of variations in the DNA of today's Europeans, according to lead author Christian Capelli.
Basically, what we do is to look for fragments of DNA that are present in human populations that are shared with other populations. And this sharing could be possibly the result of events of gene flow that occurred in the past.
And by gene flow, presumably, you also mean people flow.
When people move close to each other, also resulted in exchange of genes. So yes, I mean, the result of gene flow in this case is also the result of people migrating and getting in contact and exchanging genes, yes.
Exchanging genes sounds very romantic.
Well, yeah, I'll say this, yes.
How many people did you actually look at, and what sort of level of detail were you going into to look at their DNA, to look at their genomes and see what bits had come from where?
Well, we look at approximately 2,000 people, 1,000 of them pretty much coming from Western Eurasia and 1,000 coming from outside this area.
How have you gone about analysing the DNA of these 2,000 people that you've looked at?
Well, the classical approach is to use the samples according to the label that has been provided when the samples have been collected, for example, Italians. What we instead have done is that we use the genetic data to identify the groups that we wanted to analyze. In this way, we removed any possible subdivision that was present in the sample. So in this way, basically, we remove some level of confounding that could be present. And in this way, we were able to maximize our chance to identify the signature that we were interested in.
So broadly, paint me a picture of what your results show about the different populations in this area.
We found signatures that are related to what we already know in the history of Europe, but also evidence for episodes that are not well recorded in the history of the region. So, for example, presence of North African genes in Iberia and in a period that is related to the presence of the Muslim kingdom in Spain and Portugal. At the same time, we also found contribution from Africa in Spain and in southern Italy that are at a different time and a later time. And such contribution is not present in the history books. So it was somehow surprising, but at the same time exciting, because we were able to identify those different events. But at the same time, we see that a lot of those events that are occurring within Europe are centered around 1,000 years ago. There seems to be a period in time where there was a lot of things happening in the continent. So a lot of migration, contacts, and possible gene flow occurring and leaving those signatures across population in the area.
How well does your data tie up with information from other sources, from other genetic studies or historical studies?
Well, as I said, there are a number of events that align very well. Others seem to be less relevant in terms of the genetic contribution. As for example, one thing that we noticed was that despite the fact that the Romans have been conquering very much Europe and North Africa and the Middle East at a certain point in time, there is nothing like a Roman contribution that might be an Italian contribution scattered across Europe in a systematic way. Clearly, there is a difference between cultural and political occupation and, on the other side, the demographic impact that those events may have had. So there is no clear answer to your question in the sense that yes, we see a lot of events that align very well, but also we find a lot of events that we don't know anything about specifically from the history of this region of the world.
Christian Capelli from the University of Oxford, and that study was published in the journal Current Biology.